sometimes there is a great emptiness, like shaking a box nothing is inside of. Sometimes the box becomes warm. It was like that when I arrived here. It was 4 in the morning, and before coming I had been reading a book about being an adult. I had also been trying to read the flower ornament scripture. I can't picture you doing that. It's not weird, is it? I guess not. I don't know yet what I'm walking around in. I feel lost. I like that. A sentence in the introduction to the flower ornament scripture reads, "It could variously be said with a measure of truth in each case that these teachings are set forth in a system, in a plurality of systems, and without a system." So there is a web, but that web doesn't actually exist, and sometimes it is multiple. What? Do you think you're walking around in a web? On the way here, the person I was driving with asked me lots of questions about my life. In the darkness of her car, I asked her lots of questions too. And though I thought it could go on for a long time in that way, I wanted to respect the silence of the place we were going to. So I watched what I could see of the ocean, then what I could see of the hills, their lumpy, comforting shapes above us, and then again at the line of the ocean running alongside. Before pulling onto a long and steep dirt road, my driving companion wanted to stop at a gas station, though she didn't put gas in the car or buy anything. I stood outside, shivering in the cold air, and stared at the passenger seat window. She came back. On my first night, before the bell was struck to begin evening zazen, there were many sounds I had never heard before, and they came through my head and my heart at strange angles. Often, in my first weeks here, I would wake up from a nap, something piercing through me. There were many things moving through my mind, and they seemed to combine into a single arrow. I settled in. One of my favorite times here, when I most feel a part of the community, is when we carry things together. Twice a week, someone from the monastery goes into town to buy the things we need for the coming days, then comes back, usually during dinner. We have to stop eating to carry vegetables from the truck to the walk-in or to the pantry. I love everyone then. I also like when there are talks at night in the dining room, because it's a chance to be with the others in a different way, in chairs, waiting for someone to begin speaking. I look around at people talking and laughing at a time when we are usually silent. I've never lived in community before. Do you think it's reality? Yes, it's real. I've started a reading journal. I don't have very much time to read, but I do it whenever I have the chance. There's a library here. Behind it is where we wash our clothes. Sometimes when I'm reading, I can hear the water come on and off, splash into the plastic buckets, or hit the sinks. The library is small. If 4 people are in it, it is crowded. If it's just you and one other person, it is intimate, like you would plan to read together. It feels good sitting at the same table. Once when I got to the library, my driving companion was there, reading a book by Rilke. We smiled at each other, and I climbed the ladder to the reading loft. I felt close to her then. What kinds of things do you write in your reading journal? Yesterday I copied down, "Is the body a religious practice?" Do you think that's silly?